This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
You know, if you hit the button, there you go.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. We have a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. We also have, I guess it's a live Facebook feed, whatever feed, right? I mean, just get involved and get engaged. Okay? Just get involved, get engaged. Head up to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. We send out one lousy email a week, so I don't make you crazy, because I hate when people do it to me, but I don't make you crazy. And you can decide to keep it or not keep it. Throw it away. I don't chase you down. Depends. I don't chase you down most of the time. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Look, if you want text message announcements to let you know that it's the show's coming on via your text, because a lot of these social media outlets are blocking us. It really is that simple. They are. They're blocking us. And you may not always get the message. Some of you have said you haven't received, a pop-up in years. Which is really scary, because it means we were oblivious for years. So that kind of hurts, makes you feel stupid, right? So, Trump versus Maduro. I mean, seriously, we actually have, and this shows you how bad it is, we actually have a group of kids, group of young people and older people. I think Maduro would be better for us. And what I'm going to do is let me play some of this for you, and then we'll jump in. Maybe. Let's see.
I think Maduro was democratically elected.
Probably, yeah. Sure.
More than likely, yes, of course.
If there's a Nicolas Maduro out here who's going to bring us to revolution, I will support that movement.
I would rather have a bus driver in charge than a billionaire, okay? Let's put it that way.
Nicolas Maduro could come and be our president?
Yeah.
Oh, any day.
I'm going to get in trouble for this, but here's a guy, obviously sleeping in the street, doesn't really understand what's going on, and he's sitting there almost looking confused. I'll put it up on the screen even though I don't want to, but, you know, here's a guy that's almost looking confused as to what's going on, and why would we even my own personal opinion, why would you even interview him? He's not going to be where you want him to be. He's not going to tell you what you want to hear. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Any day, look, all the check marks are there. He's not white. Okay, he's a minority. Okay? He looks a little too much like Saddam Hussein, though.
I love this.
let the Venezuelan people solve the problems of their own country for themselves. The U.S. needs to stay out of it and mind its own business.
Are you Venezuelan or do you have family?
No, so I'm actually Colombian.
No, I'm not. I was born in Louisiana.
No. I'm from New York State.
I consider myself Venezuelan because I am Colombian. It's the same countries. I've been divided by the same people, by the same regime, which is the United States government that has been over 100 years in our countries.
Were you all organizing when the Obama administration had slapped some sanctions on some officials in Venezuela? Because this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of anti-war because Obama wasn't calling for intervention into Venezuela.
I was absolutely opposed to it. I wasn't in the country at the time, but yeah, I was definitely not for that.
Under Obama, there was U.S. military intervention all throughout Africa. Bombs dropped in Somalia every day, and so I don't support U.S. military intervention, no matter the president.
You think that?
No matter what it is, right? Do you think the Venezuelan people? Don't you think they'd love some help? Don't you think they would love to get some food? I mean, this piece of person, Maduro, he's burning food. He's poisoning food sent from, not just from the U.S., but from other places. But mostly from the U.S. He won't allow the food to his people. Why? Because he doesn't want them to know or believe or think that the U.S. cares for them more than he does. And as far as the duly elected, there's so much election fraud. They want to have, they should just simply have the elections over, have them watched by a UN peacekeeping force. I know there's that word UN. I'm sorry, but really, seriously, have it watched over, and let's see who the real winner is. Let's see really if they won.
Venezuela would be better off if we just left, Maduro in charge.
100%. Just to reiterate, our sanctions have cost the economy almost $40 billion.
Now, I don't know if that's true, but what does it matter at this point? If the man is committing human atrocities, right? Why wouldn't you make it hard for him to rule? And yet, we're still willing to send food down there. I'm sure he's not starving. What do you think? I'm asking. What do you think? You think Maduro is starving to death down there? I'd be more inclined to say no. What do you think? When we come back, we'll finish up that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
You gotta love her. Well, not really. But you gotta love her. She's got a great voice. Bette Midler. When it comes to politics, though, she's got a potty mouth. Well, she has a potty mouth anyhow. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. Send me an email a week. I don't want to make you crazy. All right. We were playing a piece from the Daily Caller about Venezuela. Well, I don't even think they're Venezuelans. I really don't. I don't buy it. But young people on college campuses that think we shouldn't be in Venezuela, whether they want the help or not, but they really don't, and we've been occupiers there. I'm going, oh, God, here we go. It's Same crap of the 60s, different day, just turned up a little bit. So let's go back to listening to what they had to say. Because I think you'll find in the music of something else.
Okay, so tell me about Hands Off Venezuela and why you're out here today.
Hands Off Venezuela is a protest against U.S. intervention in Venezuela. John Bolton, Elliot Abrams, they have a history of escalating conflicts in the region to the point where U.S. actually military intervenes. So that's what we want to prevent.
Well, I saw the movement, you know, through social media, and I'm just out here to show solidarity, you know, with a country and them exercising their right for sovereignty, and, you know, to try to resist American, you know, aggression.
The humanitarian crisis that's happening in Venezuela is caused by the U.S. government. If they just ease the sanctions or release the sanctions, Venezuela...
Yeah, let's give the dictator more money, more food, help make him a bigger man, right? Because he's done so much for his people. And these are coming from people that aren't down there, that don't have family down there. They just hate America. That's really what it boils down to.
Well, and people can take care of their own people.
Yeah, just amazing. First of all, look what they're doing for their own people to begin with. We didn't start this. They did. This isn't a war with America. It's not like we're fighting these people because we can't stand them or whatever it is. It doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if they could step up, I don't know why they wouldn't. If they could step up to fix things, why just do it? Really that simple. Just get up and just do it. But they won't. Because the only way they maintain power, I'm sorry. The only way they maintain power is to keep those people down and let them believe that somebody else is doing it to them. If Maduro and his people, as they've already seemed to do a good job, if they can keep people believing that it's the Americans that are sowing the propaganda, maybe, I don't know, but maybe they actually have people believing that what they're seeing on TV isn't true, that people really aren't starving, people really aren't going hungry, that people are just fine. Hey, it wouldn't be the first time. You don't see this stuff on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, do you? You may start seeing it now because of the protest that can pin it on Trump. I told you, it's going to be all Trump all the time on CNN, RT, and places like that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, we touched on it. We didn't really beat it up, but we touched on it. And then there's Beto's apology. How sick is that? You know, you got all these Democrat candidates. They seem to be petrified of not taking a socialist viewpoint on these. They seem to be petrified and not taking a real Democrat social. I mean, I don't think they can win in the general. God, I shouldn't say that. I hope they can't win in the general. How's that? I can't give it to you. I have tried to figure this out. I have tried to guess. The bottom line for me is that it gets so crazy, so wild, I can't even pretend to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. He came out, Beto came out, and he said, he apologized for a dumb comment he made, a dumb, lighthearted joke that he made. And he said, I just got a call from my wife, Amy, who is back in El Paso, Texas, where she's raising, well, sometimes with my help, Ulysses, who's 12, Molly, who's 10, and their little brother, Henry, who is 8. But he apologized for the words, sometimes with my help. Well, is a statement of truth or a statement of fact now scary? Is it bad? Right? Why would he apologize for something like this? And what can we expect from him as president? Now, I felt he had to apologize because people were outraged. People are always going to be outraged. There's always going to be somebody teed off at you for doing something. Always. Especially if you profess it, you know, as your job and or your political, you know, your political leaning. Now, but in the arena, as Gutfeld says, of scalp first, think later, humor is always the first to go. One CNN.com article claims that many female Democratic operatives and activists were triggered by his words. Oh, come on. Let's go throw up together. I knew we were on the way down when they were showing men in Snuggies. You know what I mean? Wouldn't the right response be, you know, look, it's a joke, people. If you can't take a joke, you got a real problem. It's almost like if one person, we've got to that point now where if one person in the room is offended, you got to stop, you got to apologize to everybody. Why? Maybe it's that one person that doesn't understand it, that can't take a joke, that isn't lighthearted. If that's the case, I'm not interested. Well, I'm not interested in apologizing. And then he threw in white privilege, which has got to be a little freaky. He came out to say, not only will I not say it again, but I'll be more thoughtful going forward in the way that I talk about our marriage and also the way which I acknowledge the truth of the criticism that I have enjoyed with white privilege. Right there, him and his three closest people lose my vote. Now, again, notice how we threw in white privilege. Was that the icing on the cake, you think? Was that like his security, extra security layer? He went on to say, I think the only way to meet some of these historic challenges is to be able to use this engine of capitalism. It wouldn't be government intervention or policy alone. Can't make it possible with that. Now, having said that, it is clearly an imperfect, unfair, unjust, racist capitalist economy. Oh. I'm Joe Mateo. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Listen to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
That's Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse talking about the catastrophic flooding in the Midwest. At least three people killed, including an 80-year-old woman who dies as floodwaters fill her house. Senator Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Right now, we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the National Guard is doing a great job. Governor Ricketts is doing a great job.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In other news, California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, whether it's in the chat room, sending me emails, you're up on Facebook, wherever it is that you're enjoying the show. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you're not enjoying the show, what the heck are you doing listening to it? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got some really bad news for, what's her name? Nancy Pelosi, the Pelosinator. You know, she has been the face of the Democratic Party forever. But what I find really interesting is that I was reading an article over the weekend that said that AOC's ratings, right, are dropping like crazy. And that is because, you know, this is what I keep telling you people. You gotta check the numbers. You got to make sure the numbers make sense. So back in December, she had an approval rating. AOC had an approval rating of like, you know, disapproval rating of about 29%. Disapproval, whatever you want to call it. And that was back in December, okay? She hasn't really even taken office yet. But she already was out there being stupid. But that's okay, too. So she got this disapproval rating. But only about 30 or 40% of the people even knew who she was that they interviewed or that they asked a question to. Then what happened is recently they asked, you know, more people the question, and over 50% of the people knew who she was. And apparently her approval rating or disapproval rating has skyrocketed to almost 50% as well. So the more people knew her as a negative thing. Now, some of you get mad at me when I keep saying, you know, to my guests who will say something nice about the American populace. I go, man, you got way, way, way too much optimism towards American people. You want to know why? Because on college campuses, The face of the Democratic Party is AOC. Nancy, knock it off. You lose. Get over it. Anyway, you know, seriously, when campus reform sent people out to several college venues, if you would, and they held up pictures of AOC and Nancy Pelosi, and they asked the age-old question, what is the face of the Democrat Party? I got to tell you, I love this stuff. Because they are so biting themselves. They're so hurting themselves with all of this. I don't know if they don't know it. I just don't know if they don't care. Maybe that's it. Take a listen. If it works. Okay. Brought to you by Campus Reform.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at Georgetown University talking to students about who is the face of the Democrat Party. Is it Nancy Pelosi? Is it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Let's see what they have to say. There's a battle right now in the Democrat Party for the face of the movement. You got the old guard, Nancy Pelosi, the new upstarts, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and others. In your opinion, who would you view as the face of the party?
I would probably choose Cortez, just because she's new, she's fresh, yeah.
I would say AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I think, unfortunately, Ocasio-Cortez is probably the face of the Democratic Party.
I think AOC is taking the party in a new direction, so.
In your opinion...
Did you notice that one or two of those people said, unfortunately... Which actually made me very happy, I got to tell you. Because I think it's unfortunate, too. As much as I don't want them to have a sane person speaking for them, just the mere fact that they're saying it's not good, it's not good.
Who do you view as the face of the Democrat Party between the two?
Do you want me to hold her up?
Yeah, hold her up if you want.
There you go.
I'm going to have to go with Ocasio-Cortez for this day and age, yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Why is that?
I just see the Democratic Party definitely moving towards like a more liberal, progressive, kind of younger generation type thing. So at least around campus and things that I see, I definitely go with like the younger.
Okay.
She's changing the face of the party, and I think that as the millennial base participates more in politics, and as my age group participates more, there's going to be a lot more people steering that direction, steering in a more democratic socialist direction.
I think it's AOC. Sort of wish it weren't, but I do think we're going in that direction.
Now, see, that's the sad part about it. Some of you maybe weren't paying attention to, didn't catch, don't really care. They're saying the younger people are more libertarian, and then she kind of said more, Democrat socialist, which means that our professors haven't really taught these kids what socialism really is about. You know, wouldn't you love to have been this person and say, well, what do you think about Venezuela? Imagine going down to a hole. You were talking about socialism. What's going on in Cuba? How's that working out for them? I would have a whole list of things. Have you been taught or told? Have you been taught or told about this? Have you been taught or told about that? All they're being told. See, what I think is really funny about this, here you have these professors at these colleges. I mean, unless they're spies and somebody else is paying them, the reason they have a job and the reason they're getting paid the money they're getting and the reason they can choose the house they want to live in is because of capitalism. Because of freedom, because of the Constitution, because under socialism, they may be sleeping in a couch in a classroom. That's right. They forgot about that. See, I think these people have been smoking dope since before the 60s. They actually believe that under socialism, not only would every child get a great education, if they thought about where they would live, how much food would they have? How much toilet paper would they get every week? I'm just asking. This just gets crazier and crazier as the days go on. But we've allowed this, as you've heard me say this a million times, we have allowed this happen. You and I have let this happen. How many conservatives do you know? Conservative professors, conservative teachers, or conservative educators that take their right place, open their mouth, and make noise. Right? When they're in the teaching world. Well, they don't want to because they'll get in trouble. Wow. Just amazing.
Well, I think she's just kind of representing a new shift in the paradigm of liberal politics, and she represents like a new progressive thing that's really, like, that's pretty prevalent on college campuses. And
just because Cortez is, like, 29, and she's kind of branded herself as a socialist, which I feel like a lot of people, like, wouldn't be receptive to, but I think the party is changing in her direction.
I think she's a little stronger. She's got the people. We're in a time of extremes. She's
Hey, does that mean the Republican Party will grow? Really, because there's a lot of Democrats, even young Democrats, that don't want socialism. You think they'll jump the aisle?
Going pretty far to the left, I think people are going to like it.
Ocasio-Cortez, an up-and-coming figure in the Democratic Party, but if there's somebody who still holds the range, it's got to be Nancy Pelosi.
I definitely need to educate myself more, maybe Pelosi as of now.
I have to say Nancy Pelosi. I think she represents more. I think that Ocasio-Cortez is a little bit too extreme to the left.
What would you say to Nancy? We're talking to you, Nancy. What would you say?
I'm listening. Talk to me.
I think she should not necessarily step aside. I think she should be involved still, but just know that, like, the future is coming and something's coming.
And we're in the future. Free school for everybody. Free cars. Free apartments. Free toilet paper. As we saw last week, what was it? Free fabric softener. Did you know that? Did you know the fabric softener was a human right? I don't know. I looked over my constitution over the weekend. I couldn't find it anywhere in there.
I'm going to change, yeah.
I would just say it is so crucial that we work across the aisle. I'm sick of both parties being so polarized because I think that this nation fails when both parties aren't willing to cooperate. So
definitely work. She's right.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus.
You know, seriously, some of these kids, I really, and they're kids. Any way you cut it, don't get mad at me. They're kids. Some of these kids get it. Maybe they had good parenting. Maybe they figured out what to get to school on their own, but I doubt it. But we really have to take back our education system. We have so screwed that up. We need to take back the education system. We need to make sure that we've got conservatives in their teaching history, teaching real math. Not just crazy math that says, you know, hey, it doesn't matter what, you know, like AOC. It doesn't matter what it costs to do it. We should do it. We don't have the money. Even communist countries who really don't much care about money, you're going to do what they tell you to do. They don't have the money either. They run out of it. You run out of our money, so to speak. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, there's so much of this crazy stuff that's pathetic.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policy is issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Father Rodney again. You see the weird birthday tradition he has? Any of you guys do that? Did you hear about that? He has a Twinkie cake. Never seen one in my life. I'm an older guy. I've never seen a Twinkie cake. It's not what you think it is. It's not like they make it out of Twinkie stuff. They line up Twinkies in a circle, and then a smaller circle, and a smaller circle. And they put a candle on top of each Twinkie. And he has to blow them out. Now, I don't know about you. I'm a blowhard. So I think, blow out as many as you can. No, he's a little dainty boy. He grabs one at a time. Now, I know it's a game. He's got a lot of time to, I guess, you know, rich men have a lot of time to blow or something. Get it? Boom, boom. Shh. Thank you very much. Anyway, but, but you know, seriously. This little weird thing he did, I thought was interesting. But anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll talk a little bit about the Electoral College in the next hour, because I'm tired of this. You guys are, I hope, oh my God, well, you can stop now if you're not. You're smart people. You have two IQ numbers to rub together. And I can't believe that people can't understand how the Electoral College works and how it actually makes a fair presidential election. It gives the smaller states, the smaller populous states, the same power that the big states have. Because whether you want to hear it or not, if you do away with the Electoral College or water it down or make it of no effect, Wyoming will never see a presidential candidate. I don't care what you believe or think, they won't see it. There's not enough electoral votes there for them to go. They can wrap it all up with the coastal states. Think about that. It's real. I know you'd like to think they're pure and everything's fine, but it won't happen that way. So again, we'll hit the Electoral College in the next hour. Because I think it's important. As a matter of fact, we won't hit it. Rick Green's going to hit it if I can find his Electoral College piece. Because he lays it out. He lays it out in such a way that if you can't get it, you shouldn't be voting anyway. I like that. That'll tee off some of you. All right, let's hit some of the hard ones. Reuters is admitting that they sat on two stories on Beto O'Rourke for 2 years. They reported late on Friday night that their reporter who broke the story about the Democrat Beto, the O'Rourke, belonging to a hacker group, had the story for 2 years and agreed to sit on it until after O'Rourke's Senate race. Isn't that nice? But wait a minute. That's no reason for you not to trust the media. The report published earlier on Friday documented O'Rourke's involvement in a hacker group named Cult of the Dead Cow. Now, if that has to do with hamburgers, I'm all in, but I doubt it. And included multiple past writings about from O'Rourke, some of which were described as disturbing. After more than a year reporting, Joseph Men persuaded O'Rourke to talk on the record. Reuters. In an interview in late 2017, O'Rourke acknowledged that he was a member of the group on the understanding that the information would not be made public. Ooh, see, this is my argument with people. I go through this all the time. We had some local officials, elected officials, that wrote some pretty nasty stuff, but they wrote it in a private message. Somehow, if you write stuff in a private message, somehow, yeah, if you write it on your own email, it shouldn't reflect who you are. Think about that. So if I hate all Italians, and I write that in an email to a friend of mine, and I go, you know, Italian people, oh, God, they're smelly. I can't stand the way they cook. I can't stand the way they dress. I don't know why we ever let them in this country. But yet, out in the public, I have a whole different attitude. You know, I love everybody. If somebody finds one of those emails, if I was on the left, they would say, well, you know, he's entitled to his own opinion and his own email. That's not how he is in the public. That's how he is when he's by himself. But if you're on the right, they would plaster that, as they've done to me, all over the paper and everywhere else. Because anything you say is wrong, bad, and terrible. So I get the biggest kick out of it. So the fact that Beto never wanted this stuff to go public, and he asked them, and they said it would never go public, does that mean that he went deep into the recesses of his mind, pulled the crap out from the deepest, darkest place where he think? Look, you couldn't put it on paper unless you thought it, unless you had thought about it, right? Men says that he learned of O'Rourke's involvement in the group after he decided to write about the hacking group. He called it the most interesting and influential hacking group in history. He said, well, I was looking into the Cult of the Dead Cow. I found out that they had a member who was sitting in Congress. I didn't know which one. He said, then I figured out which one it was. And the members of the group wouldn't talk to me about who it was. They wouldn't confirm that it was this person unless I promised that it wouldn't write about it. Until after. Now, this is good journalism, isn't it? Until after the election in November. So it was okay for me to write about it after we made sure this guy got in, or almost got in. Men says that he approached O'Rourke for an interview about the book. O'Rourke said that he was going to publish after November and your Senate race is over. That's the only way O'Rourke would agree to give him the interview. He went back to finding some of his older writings. I'll give you a guess on this one. What do you think of writing a his called Taco Land is all about? I'll let you ponder that one. One particular piece of the writing from O'Rourke was especially troubling. As he described mowing down children. Remember, I read that to you last week. But why would we hide this? See, this is why I would say to you that the left, it is kind of like their person at any elect for any reason in any way, and it doesn't matter what they've done. Come on, think about it. Doesn't matter what they've done. This guy thought about, dreamt about mowing down kids, wrote about mowing down kids, wouldn't tell anybody about it unless they agreed not to write on it. Isn't that great? It's just sick people. It's just like the Planned Parenthood stuff. You have cameras at a table where people are talking about selling body parts. They talk about what goes on in those Planned Parenthood centers. And the only thing that the left is troubled with is that the guy taking the pictures or taking the video didn't get permission. May have broke the law. We don't care that Planned Parenthood may have broke the law 100 times worse than he did. And I say it, I mean it, really do mean it. They are such hypocrites. That is not all rank-and-file Democrats either, because I know rank-and-file Democrats that don't agree with this, don't like what's going on, aren't interested. Quite frustrating, quite irritating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can you imagine if, I don't know, maybe Trump, Mrs. Trump, whatever. I was like that, too, when they put up pictures of Melania posing naked back in the day, whenever the day was. I don't even know. But they got her posing naked, and this is like the end of the world. But yet, Obama's mom posed utterly naked back in the days when it really was bad. Nobody said a word. Nothing to talk about. You think there's any naked pictures of Michelle Obama? That would be interesting. I don't want any. Just asking. Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, here we go. Some more. The Court News is reporting that FBI agent Peter Strzok said that the DOJ limited the FBI's access to the Clinton Foundation emails. No kidding. We needed Strzok to tell us this. This transcript of the closed-door testimony, which were never really supposed to be released, by former FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok, revealed that the Department of Justice made a deal with Hillary Clinton, to make sure that the Bureau couldn't gain access to the former Secretary of State's private emails linked to the Clinton Foundation, which, according to Hillary, was pretty much 98.9% of everything that was on that server. The testimony, testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, Strzok said that Hillary Clinton's personal service included emails linked to the Clinton Foundation. Right? I mean, but the FBI was neutered into looking into those things. Were you going to give access to Clinton Foundation-related emails as part of the investigation? Asked Judiciary Committee General Counsel Zachary Summers. He said, we were not. We did not have access, Strzok answered. My recollection is that the access to those emails were based on consent that was negotiated between the Department of Justice attorneys and the counsel for Clinton. Why are we negotiating? If we need to have them, if it's legal that we have them, why didn't they fight it out? You know why? Because he didn't want the public or the general populace to know that she was fighting release of those. Come on, think about it. They didn't want anybody to know that. The agreement, the FBI was ultimately allowed to access the service, Strzok said, but the DOJ significantly restricted access. They sent in a filter team. So with the FBI, the most powerful and important data-gathering, crime-fighting unit on the planet, couldn't get permission, couldn't push to get access to Hillary's email server. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. We're going to talk about the Electoral College in the next hour. Don't go far.